I want technology at the border, right? I want to map every inch of the border with infrared cameras and drones. We can tell where the tunnels are for narco trafficking. We can blow them up. We know what to do. The problem is it's too easy for a candidate to say. As soon as we take Congress, we're going to pass that great piece of legislation. Right. You think Biden's going to sign it?
No.
He's not going to sign it. So this gets real easy in January 2025 when we have a strong Republican back in the White House. But we can't wait till 2025, can we?
No.
Because at 225,000 illegals coming through every month, those are the ones we know about. You add the getaways, it's 300,000 a month, 3.6 million per year. So in 2023 and 2024, 7.2 million illegals are on track to come here. 7.2 million. It's basically the population of Arizona. And not to mention all the fentanyl that's coming through. So we can't afford to wait. The problem is, you've got Biden or Kamala Harris in the White House. So what do? So when I'm in the Senate, my pledge is to play hardball. Right? I'm not going to give Biden a damn thing unless and until we get some border security. We will hold back every vote. We will hold back every single appointee, not a single piece of funding. If Biden wants to shut the gate, you know how the Democrats always, they threaten Republicans. Here, sign this horribly compromised piece of legislation. And if you don't, we will shut the government down and blame you.
That's how they passed Obamacare.
That's how they passed it. And usually Republicans cave. Well, we can use that tactic against them. If Biden wants to shut the government down because he's so obsessed with open borders, let him. Things will grind to a halt. We will blame him. And then I will use the pulpit. I will go on Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and humiliate him until he screams for mercy and we get things started again. That's how we get border security. We just have to play as hardball as possible in 23 and 24.
Yes, sir. Texas is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I think this is a federal issue. So I don't for a second let the feds off the hook. Okay, but we can scream until we're blue in the face about Biden and his dereliction of duty. He's not going to secure the border. And so I do want to see more from the states. Right, I want to see more from our Arizona governor. I want to see more from Brnovich, right? And you got to elect state officials who know it might be unfair because the feds are failing to do their job. But you caught the hot potato, and you have to defend your own people. So you should only vote for.
Isn't Texas building the wall?
They say they are, and at least that's a start. I'm skeptical that it's actually happening, and it's